another one.
That's back-to-back scholarships given out by Wes Miller. Pshht! Paging Arrington. Do we have Arrington paged? Wes wanted Arrington paged last summer before he committed to USC with high school teammate Isaiah Collier. And less than a year later, Wes's sales pitch pays off. The commission, 3 years of eligibility remaining for the 57th ranked recruit in the country a season ago. And now the Bearcats have a 6'11", 220 frame that was a desperately needed piece to add to the rotation, and one who received some pretty valuable minutes against one of the best schedules in the country last year out of the Pac-12 for the Trojans. Welcome into Chatterbox Bearcats, the show you tune into after every game and whenever news breaks. Look, I already rumored this transfer portal pickup on yesterday's show, but as a podcast that promises to always provide the information, I will do just that. Doesn't matter if the update is that John Brannon is now the proud owner of the fastest-growing painting company in America. I may even do shows moving forward for that type of content. Who knows? I'm here to give you the nuggets. Let's start with the scouting report. I'd say from all the scouts out there, the consensus take on Arrington Page when it comes to the pros of his game as compared to the cons, the pros, it starts with the word tools. I mean, the guy's 6'11" with a strong frame that the Monster Factory can work with. Page runs the floor well. He's pretty coordinated in transition and has good hands. So he has all the tools there of being a really good basketball player. Tools, potential, whatever you want to call it. Potential just means you haven't done shit yet. With that being said, it's nice to add someone that has tools in 3 years of eligibility. That is a massive pro for Arrington Page. Wes Miller has some time to work with him. But tools, when it all comes down to it, they mean nothing at this stage of basketball. Shaq Thomas had a ton of tools. Darnell Wilkes, tools galore. I mean, there have been plenty of Bearcats over the years that have had tools and ended up being, you know, serviceable players. But I think Wes Miller has some pretty lofty goals for Arrington Page. This is a guy that Wes wanted, what, 9-10 months ago out of high school when he was teammates with Isaiah Collier and decided to join Collier at USC. Page was one of the top 75 recruits in the country. Wes wanted him then. As soon as he hit the portal, Wes made contact. But it's clear that Wes Miller thinks that he's going to be a big part of this future in the coming years. So that's the biggest thing that stands out on the scouting report when it comes to the pros in his game is tools. He's a guy that's going to do a lot of his work around the rim. 61% of his field goal attempts were at the rim and was effective on those shots, shooting 56%. I think just from watching his tape alone, he has the potential to be a really good offensive rebounder just from natural talent alone. Long arms, like I said, has the good hands. He's athletic. There's no reason to think that Arrington Page is not going to be a good rebounder down the road for Cincinnati. Another thing I like is that he can knock down the corner three. I know we're getting into the saber metrics here. 11% of his field goal attempts came from the right corner three. Page hit 57% of those shots. Look, like I said, saber metrics. It was only 5 of 16 from 3 on the season, so we're looking very deep into it. But to have a big that can stretch the floor from the corner, I mean, you got a guy named Dan Skillings that loves going baseline. Arrington Page, right corner, 3, bang. So that's a nice asset to have if needed. I don't want him chucking up 4 a game like Victor Lockin was, you know, 10 games into the season. But to have a 6'11 guy that can stretch the floor if needed is nice. I said he has the ability to be a good offensive rebounder, also has the traits of a great shot blocker, and he's a very versatile defender for 6'11". The cons are clear, though. Let's start with the fact that he only averaged 3 points and 2 rebounds on a not-good Pac-12 team. Spin zone, though, he's a freshman. Tons of time for him to break out. And that freshman to sophomore year jump, that is typically the time where you make the biggest leap. And at the very least, you don't get a ton from Page this next season. You get extra size. He's 6'11". Size doesn't grow on trees. He's taking the scholarship of Sage Tolentino, who played like 5 total minutes in 2 seasons as a Bearcat. So he'll be a welcomed addition. Another massive con, and quite frankly, his biggest con, turnovers. Arrington Page is a turnover machine. Last year, turned it over nearly 24% of his touches. He had 31 baskets and 25 turnovers, and only 10 assists. This was a team that drove myself and other Bearcats fans insane last year with the sloppy style of basketball, careless mistakes nonstop. Arrington Page fits the bill, made some very poor decisions that make you scratch your head. That terrifies me, but at the same time, Wes works some magic. He's got the tools. We love tools. We will take talent into this program. Coach him up, Wes. I like the signing at the end of the day. He's 6'11", can hit threes, has the ability to block shots like those Bearcats we love. You know, the types of block shots where the other team has wide open transition dunk and all of a sudden Arrington Page comes flying from the sky and swats it off the backboard. He has that ability. The exact scouting report on Page, it says this: in terms of his raw tools, there's a lot to like. He has a big and strong frame that is going to continue to fill out and get stronger. He runs the floor well, is often able to get ahead of the ball in transition, and is very coordinated in terms of his ability to finish on the move without breaking his stride. Soft hands, a good left, equally soft, natural touch. He can be a lob threat and a big roller to the rim, but also shows glimpses of long-term floor spacing and passing potential to develop. He becomes turnover-prone and inefficient when trying too hard to prove his face-up game. Doesn't always go through contact as easily as he should, given his body type, but still projects as a versatile big who should be both a pick-and-roll and pick-and-pop threat. Defensively, he has the tools to protect the rim, but didn't assert himself in that area as consistently as expected. Similarly, rebounds in spurts right now. Page has demonstrated an accelerated rate of improvement over the course of the last year and is young for his class. Two variables that suggest his best basketball could still be far in front of him. What do you say, Wes? I like the signing. I think he can be a good defender, so I'm excited with the signing. But Wes Miller still needs to go after a scoring big. I said on the last show, the final 2 scholarships should be given to bigs. You just gave a scully to the high-ceiling tools guy. Now, forget the tools. You need someone that's fundamentally sound, that can put the ball in the basket. A proven scorer on the low block, period. So we can play some inside-out basketball. If Wes Miller wants to go into the make-or-break year with Aziz, a guy that turned it over as much as he scored, and a true freshman, and that's anchoring your front line, I'll be stunned. I think Wes is going after one more guy down low that can put the ball in the basket. And he has one scholarship remaining to find that guy. Or he has big day one plans from Tyler McKinley. I'd take it if that were the case, if McKinley's ready to contribute offensively in a big way from day one. But I'd have to imagine Wes is going after a big that you can feed the ball inside to consistently and just kind of work inside out. I kind of buried the lead, though. Jizzle James announced on Instagram he is coming back. Jizzle's father, Edrin, he announced it a month back at this point, so we all kind of knew. But it's officially official, meaning there's only one more decision to be made, and it's CJ Frederick. Will Frederick use his COVID year for a redemption tour, or will he decide to hang up T-Max and move on? I can't imagine he'd consider transferring to another school. I think it's either one more season with the Bearcats, or he's either moving on to professional basketball or calling it quits. I'm intrigued to see what he does, though. The Bearcats just brought in Connor Hickman, the Bradley transfer. They have similar games. And if you're relying on Hickman, I just do not see where CJ Frederick fits into the mold. I think it's awfully risky in a day and age where scholarships are so damn valuable right now. You could go out into the portal and land the guy that the year prior, Arrington Page, you wanted desperately to anchor the class. You could go out and land a guy that was third team All-Missouri Valley Conference. Like, there are players in the portal that can help you win. Is Wes going to stick with the guy that's hometown, has the ability to, at the very least, be a game changer at the free throw line down the stretch? But, and it's a massive but, if he's healthy, and he's not been healthy the last three seasons of college basketball, that's enough to scare you. That's a wrap for Chatterbox Bearcats, everyone. When news breaks, I'm here to give it to you. Have a great day.